The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you? All right, tell us what happened with Amnesty International.
Okay, so a lot of us actually having a bit of a rant at Amnesty International because today they released a study called Destination Occupation, where they have called on tourism companies like Bookings.com, Expedia, and TripAdvisor to stop listing or stop promoting East Jerusalem and the West Bank, saying that they are profiting from war crimes or committing war crimes by offering services. I mean, that is quite a loaded allegation. And, you know, one would think that Amnesty has got nothing better to do in the world. You know, if I look at our region, I'm thinking that I'm sure that there are a lot of people in Syria, especially Yazidi women, who are wondering why Amnesty International have neglected them, or in Venezuela, or in parts of Africa. I don't know, maybe it's just me, just saying. But Airbnb have been sanctioned by the governor of Florida for what he says is blatant anti-Semitic behavior by them for their boycotting of these areas. And now Amnesty International clearly haven't learned from that. They are trying to get these other companies to follow suit, which could be in contravention of the U.S.'s anti-boycott legislation. So as you can well imagine, they've taken a lot of criticism. And if you want to follow what's going on, I really encourage you all to check out NGO Monitor. If you Google NGO Monitor, they are following the story very, very closely, and the process very, very closely, and they are countering that as we go along. But as you can imagine, Israel responding quite harshly and saying that this is blatantly anti-Semitic, and calling this for Amnesty International to be against normalization just plays into the hands of BDS. And it's becoming a problem because Amnesty International seem to be fixated on this part of the world at the expense of other conflicts in other regions. And I'm just thinking that there are many people scratching their heads wondering who speaks for them.
Amazing.
Rolene, the IDF, interesting headline, I saw this in the Times of Israel. The IDF team is in Israel to help with the Vale disaster, meets with praise and criticism. Where's the room for the criticism? Explain.
Ah, no, can you believe it? I'm going to explain. I've got lots of explaining to do. Like Lucy, I've got lots of explaining to do, so I'll get to that. The IDF, as we know, 130 strong delegation of search and rescue and humanitarian reserves and conscripts are in Brazil helping with efforts to try and find the missing and sadly some of the bodies of those affected by the collapse of the dam that happened just a couple of days ago. And while the IDF have been met with a lot of love and a lot of solidarity and a lot of gratitude by many Brazilians, many of whom just want to hug the soldiers, just want to take a selfie with them, there are those elements that have been extremely critical. And according to a friend of mine who lives in Sao Paulo, there have been people from, we'll call them the far left, who've actually thrown projectiles at some of our soldiers who are helping with rescue efforts, and the accusation that they are engaging in this to detract from the conflict with the Palestinians. I mean, come on. You know, we're well aware of what happens with us and our neighbors. It gets a lot of media play around the world. But when we sail or when we fly halfway around the world to help with this, is this kind of nasty rhetoric really needed?
Yeah, it just shows how things have polarized and to what extent. Tell us about Mr. Gantz. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that he was going to make his inaugural 15-minuter to the nation. What did he have to say and what were your impressions?
Well, in true Jewish style, he kept it a little bit longer than 15 minutes, but unlike his heart, he kept it a little bit short. It was 18 minutes. So we'll give him three minutes. But other politicians take note. You can say a lot in just 18 minutes, Just saying. But guns really seem to win hearts and minds of the Israeli electorate and the media last night. You know, we didn't really know much about him. Now, no sooner had we come off air, and obviously he listens to Chai FM, but he mentioned that he and Moshe Yaalon, or Bogi Yaalon, the former defense chief, who himself has the political party Telem, would be joining forces on Chosen Israel with Gantz at number one and Yaalon at number two. So basically what we know is that any security issues, should this party perform well, which I think they're going to, will be is well taken care of. Between a former RDF chief and a former defense minister, we got that covered. But what else did Benny Gantz have to say to us? Now, he's known to be an extremely dignified man, an extremely rational man. And if you speak to people who are in the upper ranks of the RDF and security services, they say that, you know, this is a leader. This is a man who has dignity. And they're very fond of him. But he focused last night. First of all, he paid tribute to Begin and Rabin for peace efforts. And he warned Iran. He said, make no mistake. If you try to mess with Israel, you're going to get a smack back. But in, of course, more nice and political lingo. Mm-hmm. He did criticize Netanyahu heavily, but I think this is to be expected after the amount of criticism he has received from both the Likud and from Yemeni Hadash, or the new right party, which is Bennett and Shaked's party. But basically, he says he's neither right nor left, but he is very much focused on the internal challenges. And he says, you know, the issues that we need to deal with is that we Israelis have become extremely polarized. And he says, you know, he sees a current regime that encourages incitement, subversion, and hatred, and that we've forgotten our basic values. And he says that, the editor-in-chief of the Times of Israel, David Horovitz, says, you know, he's made a lot of promises. Maybe, you know, it would take the Moshiach to fulfill some of them. But what he wants to do is unite the country. He's very concerned about the status of minorities, especially the Druze, and wants to make corrections on that. He wants to fix the health services, the housing crisis. He wants to reach out to the ultra-Orthodox, to the Arab communities. He wants to rebuild relations with the diaspora, reduce the cost of living, which will give him plenty of votes if he gets it, improve education. And there's a laundry list. I mean, we don't have enough time to discuss his laundry list, but we got to know candidate Gantz last night, and he really seemed to win the hearts and the minds of the Israeli people.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. You know, just don't be so tough on the world. Right.
What, the 3 minutes? The 3 minutes, Mark.
I can't help
me.
It, guys. You know I have a soapbox. You know I have to use it.
If you jump around that little soapbox in your stilettos so well. Nobody
you
else could do it like you,
you
do, Riley Knox. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. God bless. Bye, Riley.
Bye.